We're visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater on the Area Coach's Corner. And first off, Coach, congratulations on your victory over Valley Falls 58-12 on Friday night. But before we talk about that game, some people may have heard about your assistant coach, Nick Brungart, having to leave the game with a seizure. How's Nick doing? Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, Nick's doing fine. Did well over the weekend, and he's back in the school building today, and it's good to see him around and up, and he seems upbeat and, you know, kind of a scary incident, but we're happy to that he's doing well, and hopefully he can get some clarity on that and get back to our sidelines and back to his normal routine.
Now, looking at Friday's contest, Valley Falls jumps out to a 12-0 lead on your football team, and the encouraging thing has to be your ball club definitely responded, and that had to be good to see your team take the first couple blows, but then settle down and take care of business the rest of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I told our kids after the game that that was the best team that we've had to handle adversity in a long time. From that standpoint, you know, they jumped on us 12-0. Then we go down and score. We're still down. And then Coach Brungart went down. And, you know, all sorts of adversity we saw early in that first quarter. And then the way the kids responded to it in such a positive way to gain control of that game and then run away with it, was really proud of them. Because, you know, that could have gone the other way. You know, some people don't handle adversity the best. And, you know, the way Valley Falls was playing early, we kind of were on our heels. And for our kids to hang in there and keep fighting, I was really proud of them.
We're visiting with Coach Jeff Slater of Burlingame High School on the Area Coach's Corner. And for this team at this point of its development, how key might that be for them to be able to bounce back and handle this adversity? As you know, there's going to be bigger games yet to be played.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we would like to come out early and deliver that first blow, and I give Valley Falls credit, man. They came ready to play, but how we responded, we definitely can build off that. You know, if you want to be in the playoffs and make a run, you're going to handle adversity, and you're going to have to hang in there and keep swinging, and that's what we did. Plenty to clean up. I'd like to be more consistent. Obviously, you know, with us winning 58-12, we did a lot of things good. Would have just maybe have liked to have a little better start to the game, but you know, defensively, we had another good performance. You know, our practice prep and our kind of what we're trying to sell to the kids is just having more positive plays more consistently, having those high-effort plays more consistently, not just every now and then. I think maintaining those high-effort plays and giving those more consistently throughout the game will give you a better chance to compete at a high level week in and week out. And so that's kind of where we're at. At this point in the season, is just making sure our effort and attention to detail and focus is at a high level more consistently.
Well, you have Maranatha Academy coming up this Friday night. As you look at Maranatha Academy, what challenge will they offer your football team?
You know, they run quite a variety of formations and spread you out and want to throw the ball, so we're definitely going to have to work on our pass coverage this week. They've certainly gotten better throughout the season. And, you know, they got a good athletic quarterback. Going on the road for a long road trip, I think it's a little bit over an hour. You know, you want your kids to play good. We don't have school on Friday, so we might be a little bit out of our routine, so hopefully we handle that well. But, you know, we got to control what we can control. This is another step in the right direction if we can go down there and get a win for district play, and then that will set us up for a Week 9 game where if we win, we can possibly get a home playoff game, which is really important. But we can't worry about next week until we get this week, so we want to be able to play well on the road this week.
Coach Slater, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Have a good week of practice. Good luck on Friday night against Maranatha Academy, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Thank you, Greg.
That's Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Bearcat Concrete Construction and by the Bank of Burlingame on Country 101.7 FM.